Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the Pitt Administration call, the rookie call at that, for 2017. This is Naomi Mancuso. We are Wednesday night, February 8th, 7 o'clock. So without further ado, we should just get started. So first of all, I just want to say thank you for all being on the call and coming to the training. I just want to make sure that you know that any questions that you may have, just please feel free. We're going to try to be as thorough as possible. There are times when you're going to be itching to ask a question. I'll tell you this right now, and you know, we'll be more than happy to answer it. It might take us a second, though, just to make sure that you know we get through one sentence and then you know get back to you. So, without any you know further questions for now, let's get started. So the most important thing with the Pitt Administration is actually you get questions a lot at the Pitt Administration desk. They could be asking any kind of question, where to get a part, as to can you you know please contact a team for us, where is the queuing, things like that. I'm going to say this a few times during the call, and I just want to make sure that everybody understands this, that if you don't know the answer to the question, please contact us over at headquarters to get the right answer. I'd rather you say, I need to get back to you, let me find out what the question is. What we're finding is that there's times when people are, you know, in a rush or they're just trying to get, you know, help the person out, and they're coming back with the wrong answer, and then they come back to us and then they wonder what happened and why something wasn't taken care of. Or they received the wrong answer. So I just want to make sure you guys understand that. Just please give us a call. We are on call for you. If we're not on call at the time that you may be asking the question, say you're on the West Coast or you're in Hawaii or anywhere else in the world, what we ask is that you just actually send us an email and we'll get back to you as soon as we can and we can actually contact the team on your behalf. So any question on that?
Nope.
Well, okay, I'm probably going to sound like a broken record on that one, so just want to make sure everyone understands. So the next one, I just want to talk to you about, you know, our safety is our main concern. And so what we actually have safety glass stations around this, you know, around the area, so no team should be walking into your pit area without safety glasses. You're also going to be having safety advisors that will be patrolling the pits and making sure that everybody's doing the correct thing. If you see that a team is not doing something correct, like say they're not wearing the proper gear, they're not wearing the right shoes, and they're trying to do some kind of drilling or something in their pit, please grab one of your safety advisors, and they'll be, you know, they're more than willing to come over and talk to the team and make sure that they're practicing the correct safety precautions. So, you know, if they're picking something up and you see that that's wrong or they're not wearing their safety glasses, you don't necessarily have to take it upon yourself. You can walk up to a safety advisor and ask them to go speak to the team on your behalf if you don't feel comfortable with it. If you feel comfortable with it, like I know a few of you are, then go ahead, no problem, do it. But if you don't feel comfortable, please walk up to a safety advisor and ask them to actually do this on your behalf. Any questions on that?
Hello? This is Bradley Hoosier, sorry.
It's okay, Bradley. Thanks for hopping on.
Yep.
So any questions on the safety glasses or any questions about safety concerns at your event? And Bradley, and for those who just popped on, we were just talking about safety. If you don't feel comfortable going up to a team and just asking them to put on their safety glasses or to be more safe in their pit area when they're trying to drill something or do any work on the robot, feel free to walk up to a safety advisor and ask them to actually talk on your behalf and make sure that the team is actually practicing the correct safety procedures. So any lost and found items that we may have that come into, you know, that go into your event, we do have lost and found paperwork that students, teams, anyone else can fill out. We ask that they put in as much information as possible because as Maria, our lost and found person over in operations, will tell you, it gets a little difficult to try to track people down to make sure that they're getting their items back. Maria, do you have anything else you want to add to that?
Basically, I just ask that any lost and found items, each of the crates that are sent to the events, they have a red bin that's going to have all your like supplies and paperwork and buttons in it. if you can fit all the lost and found back into that red bin from your event, that way it's easier for me to track who, you know, where the event was from, because they do write on the paper what event they lost the item at, so that way it's easier for me to try and match them up. If it can't fit in that red bin, all of it, if you can find a spare box or, you know, empty box or something and just put the remainder of it in and somehow tag it, you know, whatever event it is, just so it's easier for me at the end of the year to try to match everything up, that would be great. I would really appreciate it.
Any questions for Maria on that? No? Okay. One thing I also want to add to the lost and found, if somebody brings keys up to you, we like to ask you to leave it with the venue itself. The reason being is that because it's much easier for somebody to go back to the venue to go try to find their keys, as opposed to actually it being thrown into one of our boxes and it going all the way back to headquarters, and 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later, we're finally getting into, you know, being able to go track down the lost and found. So leave keys at the venue itself. If you have the regional director around you, usually they can take it as well. Any questions on our lost and found? No? All right, I'll keep going then. So the next one I want to talk to you about that you're going to be hearing a lot about is the spare parts and the machine shop. So not every event has a machine shop. But every event does have a spare parts area, and we also provide you with spare parts slips. So the spare parts slips are for any parts announcements that any team can make for any part that they would like, except for the flux capacitor, because we all know that doesn't exist, but we get those every single year. But if they need a hammer, whatever it is, screwdriver, they can go up, they can ask you for a parts announcement slip, and they can just fill it out. You just give it to your pit announcer, and they'll be able to announce the part and see if somebody would be willing to share. They are located in your road case. It's going to be in a small box, and you'll see the actual piece of paper that says parts announcement slips. Just remember that it's for the whole entire season, so we try to fill that box up as much as possible. If you find that we're running out, just give us an email, and we'll make sure the next venue will actually get a template so they can make their own copies if need be. As far as the spare parts place itself, the crate itself is actually usually near you, usually like a few feet away from where you are stationed. But in some venues, you know, they'll be like clear across on the other side of the pit at the pit administration area. So just take a walk around the pit admin, just kind of, you know, get yourself a little situated and just see. Check for the spare parts road case. There's usually somebody manning it. If there's a machine shop, usually it's off to a side. Not necessarily away from the venue, but sometimes it can be away from the venue. It might be down the street or right outside the venue itself, but it depends on where you are and where they decide to put their machine shop, if there's a machine shop there. Any questions on those? No? Okay. Why is everyone so quiet tonight? So, the next one. Go ahead.
I said we're good listeners.
Okay. It always makes me nervous when everyone's quiet. I'm usually, you know, getting asked a bunch of questions, so.
Okay, I'll have one for you. Now, the spare parts, they provide that, the spare parts, or are we talking, because you mentioned both spare parts and then the announcement for spare parts, but I imagine there's so many spare parts. Do they have to pay for it?
Well, depending on the part itself, so if it's a robo-reel, we'll say, or, you know, like any of the systems, I don't think that we have exactly spare laptops in there, but for smaller parts, they don't have to worry about, you know, making a payment. But if it's something big, sometimes they'll ask for a credit card.
Okay.
Not that often, though, but it really depends on the part itself.
And that would be with the list, right?
I'm sorry?
That would be with the list of spare parts that we would need a credit card for?
Yes.
Okay.
That would actually be at the spare parts table. They would have a sheet that actually has, you know, that would ask for the credit card if it's a big, you know, if it's a big ticket item. They're not going to ask for that for a screwdriver. But the spare parts announcements are for, you know, like the small things like zip ties. It could be anything. It could be cable. Any little tiny little pieces, you know, that we wouldn't necessarily carry in the case itself, but that's another team might bring.
Okay.
May I comment on that real quick, if I could?
Sure.
A lot of times, typically, teams will run out, especially stuff like V-belts, well, where they'll accidentally misplace it in someone's car that doesn't show up that day to the particular event. And those are the types. So it's not going to be like a big, like, oh, does anyone have a spare motor? It'll be more of, does anyone have a spare bearing, a spare few nuts or bolts or stuff like that.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? That was a big help. Thanks. Okay. And the last thing out of the basics that you need to know for now is radio etiquette. Just know that you're going to be on the radio. Just remember your GP. Can't stress it enough. Sometimes, you know, in the heat of the moment, you may say something that you don't mean to say while you're on the radio. But just please be aware that there's other people on those channels, and they are listening to you, and, you know, they're trying to get in contact with you as well. So just make sure that when you're on the radio, just keep it nice and clean, and just, you know, remember your GP and make sure that you speak loud and clear into that radio. Do we have any questions on that? No? Okay.
Well, do you have a list going to get the radios?
So actually, once you get to your event, what you're going to do is you're going to go up to your volunteer coordinator, and they will be the ones that help you supply with the radio. If they don't have them with them, they'll be bringing you to a room where you would just check out the radio every morning that you're at your event, and, you know, you'd have to bring it back, obviously, in the evening so you can get a charge and then pick it up the next day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions on the radios? Okay. Without further ado, we are now going to be talking about preparing your registration packets, and Christina Zavala will be taking that part. So, Christina, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So one of the tasks that you have at Pitt Admin is to prepare the registration packets. So this is the packet that contains information for the teams that will be handed out as they check in. We will provide you with envelopes as well as printed stickers. Each sticker will have a team number on it that you will then stick to the envelope, and then you're going to be stuffing the envelope with practice match schedules. Those will come from the event itself. Those will be provided to you from them. They'll also be providing you with pit maps, so one per team right in their registration packet. In your red bin that's provided from headquarters, you'll find team lists. So it's a list of all of the teams that are attending the event. Each team gets one of those in their registration packet. That's where you'll also add the operator and safety badges. Excuse me. And those will also be in the bin from first headquarters. And then the venue will provide you with program books. So those, depending on the books, most likely those aren't going to go in the packets. You'll hand that to the team when they check in with their packet. We'll also provide you with some extra envelopes because sometimes teams will register for the event after the trucks have left. So you may have one or two teams that don't have a pre-printed sticker, so we'll give you some extra envelopes in that event, or in the event that happens. And then sometimes the event itself will have additional items, such as coupons for concessions or different specific event items that they'll ask that you also put into that registration packet. Any questions on preparing those packets?
Yeah, it's Les Flugum with in Minnesota here. Question on, so am I hearing that you won't be the envelopes will not have any of the team numbers on. I know since I've done this before, you have provided the envelopes with team numbers already on them. Is that different?
Right, yeah. Yeah, so this year we'll provide you with the stickers and the envelopes. So we'll just ask that you place those stickers on the envelope while you're preparing the packet.
Thank you.
No, thanks. Any other questions on the packets?
So the main...
There was one other question. I know it was based on the event last year, but you actually had something for the lanyard, or not for the lanyards, but for your flags. Is there anything like that this year?
Are you talking about the badges?
No, there was a little sticker that you put in as you went through the different weeks. There was a sticker that you could put on that said you participated in week one, week two, week three. Remember that?
Yeah, the badges for the standard?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't believe we are having that this year. So
that's fine. Just
it won't
curious.
Be something that you'll need to include.
Thank you.
So what you said you're going to be sending is the envelopes and the stickers and the team list and the operator and safety badges, right?
Correct. And those will all be in your team event. I'm sorry. Those will be in your event-specific bin in the road case.
Okay.
So now... the next thing that we'd like to talk about is the registration process, and I believe Maria is going to speak to that.
Yes, I am. Hi, everyone. So one of the other main functions for Pit Admin is team check-in and registration. In your event-specific bins, you're going to have in your registration in the envelopes that we provide, that have the event, you're going to have team lists. You will have to have one of the mentors, either the lead coach one or lead coach two, will have to sign off on those lists. You'll have two lists. One is for odd teams, one is for even teams. So they will be two lines for them to be broken up into, for them to go to. And as I said, they'll have to sign off that they're there. When they sign off, that's when you'll hand them the registration packets that Christina was just speaking of. When they sign off, they will also have to hand you their team roster, which is something that they can print from their accounts online, from their dashboard, and any consent forms. Now, the consent forms, the majority of the students, their parents will have signed the consent forms online. That will be reflected on the team roster. If the parent was unable to register the child online, they will need to have a paper consent form that the parent will have signed, and the coach will attach that roster or attach that consent form to the roster and hand that in with the roster. If there are any coaches that show up without the roster or without all the consent forms needed for the students, what you are going to do is, what we usually suggest is hold their operator badges until they're able to produce the roster and the consent forms. So that's kind of a quick overview of the registration forms. But they're collected at every team, every event, and please, when you do collect them, because they're also, they do come back to headquarters as well, and I do have to sort through those afterwards, if you could please put them in order by team, where like the lowest team number on top and the highest team number on the bottom, that way it makes it easier for me to file at the end of the year when they come back. Also, you would be probably given any volunteer consent forms. If you could keep those separate and label them as volunteer consent forms, because they actually go to volunteer resources. I don't file those. I have to give those over to volunteer resources, so it's easier for me to distinguish which is if they're labeled. Any questions regarding that?
Well, just a quick question, I think. You said volunteer forms. That usually, or are you talking about the adult consent form that's usually part of the roster. Those are two different.
Nope. So the volunteer, a lot of times the volunteer walk-on forms will be given to you to put in the event bins afterwards as well. So if you are given those, if you could just please separate them and just label them as volunteer forms, that way I know that's what they are. They don't specifically go, like, Naomi, do they sign those at Pit Admin, or is there another place that they go, and then do they turn them into Pit Admin?
So sometimes what happens is they'll go to the volunteer check-in, pick up the forms, you know, go fill it out, and then sometimes what they'll do is they'll come to Pit Admin if they don't go back to the volunteer area. So the Pit Admin winds up collecting those on their behalf. Normally what happens is that somebody from the Pit Admin will bring it over to volunteer check-in, but that doesn't always happen.
So if that is the case, I'm just asking if you could just please, label it as a volunteer form. That way I'm able to distinguish it, and I can get that to the volunteer resources department when they do come back.
Now, whose responsibility is that actually? Is that the volunteer area, or is that the or would that be the Pit Admin?
Whose responsibility is it to collect the volunteer forms?
Yes.
So what they're
on someone's shoes.
Yeah. So what they're supposed to do is, they can go to the volunteer would say go to the volunteer coordinator, get the volunteer form. They can sign it there, but if they don't, say they have to have their parent sign it, and their parent isn't there, and then they end up for whatever reason not bringing it back to the volunteer office or the volunteer coordinator. We certainly take them at Pit Admin, and then, like I said, we just will mark on it that it's a volunteer form. So it's basically, that it's supposed to go to the volunteers, but it doesn't always happen because different things happen. Kids need their parents to sign them. The parents may not be with them. They have to walk away to do something else and don't finish signing it at the time. Something along those lines is usually when we end up with them. It's not a huge amount.
One more question.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, doesn't usually happen, but sometimes we do get consent forms and rosters back in the team packets. Sometimes at events, the Pit Admin will put each team's roster in the envelope and then give us a bunch of sealed envelopes with the rosters inside. And we just ask that you do not do that. We just want a stack of the rosters.
Now, what do you mean?
I have one question.
What do you mean you want a stack of the rosters? I thought we were giving the rosters to the teams.
No, the teams
We're collecting, right, and we're doing them by team number. Okay.
So what she's saying is some of the events may request that you put the rosters back into the registration packets. We ask that you please don't do that. Just put them in a packet, put an elastic around it, or a binder clip or something. Just as long as they're stacked, we don't want them put back into the envelopes and sealed.
I had one question regarding you had a consent form, a volunteer consent form, and if there was no consent form available, the coach could submit an alternate document. What was that document again?
I'm sorry, the phone cut out. Could you please repeat your question?
There was a consent form, but if the coach could not present a consent form, there was an alternate document that could be presented.
So you will have hard copies of the consent and release form in your Pit Admin paperwork box. So if the coach doesn't have a hard copy on hand, you can certainly give a copy of, one of the printed copies to that coach to give to the parent to fill out.
Okay, thank you.
Now, what if the parent is not there? Can the coach sign?
They're not supposed to. I mean, then they can certainly do it do the registration electronically. That's something that can always that the parent can still do at any time. So if you know the parent isn't there, I would just suggest to the coach that the parent completes the electronic registration process from home. The coach would need to reach out to the parent to have the parent complete that. And
how would we know?
If they're on the roster, the team roster, if the form has been signed electronically, it will have a check mark next to the child's name. If their form was not signed electronically, it will have an X next to the name. So when you look over the rosters, any child whose name has an X next to it, make sure there's a hard copy for them.
I thought in the manual it said that if you don't have a hard copy or an electronic signature that they can't participate.
They can't participate if they don't? Hello?
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 So what we ask actually is that if not all the team if the team member is there and they're not, the team member themselves are not allowed to participate. So what we do is if the person's a driver, we'll say, on the team, we hold back the operator badge until the team comes back to us and shows us proof that they've actually been able to go and have their parents electronically sign that form for them on their behalf, or they come back and they have a paper form in hand.
Okay, thank you.
So we do, and we have held the operator's badges in the past, and all of a sudden it magically appears. It's something that happens at every event, and they just magically appear. Trust me when I say this, it always comes back.
Okay.
Another question. As far as the registration form, if they're able to produce and you can view it through a smartphone and they can put the names on the roster and the pit admin can verify that, in the past, that is, you've allowed that to come through as
yes.
a roster.
That's correct.
That's fine. We just ask that you mark it on the roster that it was verified through their phone or their tablet or whatever.
Thank you.
Now, did you just ask about the roster? If they didn't bring their roster in, we can still verify it on their phone?
That's what I did,
We don't need a hard copy to send to headquarters?
No, you need a hard copy of the roster itself. The coach needs to bring a hard copy of the roster. If there's one student on there who, say, the parent signed the consent form, say the coach prints out the roster on Wednesday, but the parent doesn't sign off on the consent form electronically until Thursday or Friday, the roster's not going to reflect that the consent form.
Okay, I get
that. So then in that case, the coach can say, oh, here's my roster, here's my updated roster on my phone. We just ask that you write on the printed roster that one child was verified by phone.
Okay.
Any other questions? Well, I think
okay.
I'm going to go over to Sue.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sue, and we're going to talk quickly about awards. The first one we're going to talk about is the Dean's List. So on Thursday morning, the judge assistant is going to provide you with the schedule for when the Dean's List interviews are going to take place. You're going to want to post this at the PIT administration desk, so maybe tape it down so that the nominees can review and sign up for their interview time. You're going to want to check with the event manager for the interview room location. And when a student signs up for an interview, please present them with the Dean's List semifinalist button. Please encourage that they wear this throughout the event. It's something to be proud of. If a student asks for a button and they say they were a semifinalist in a prior year, please don't give them one. We're only providing you with enough to give out to this year's semifinalists. Now, if you're at a regional event, you're going to have a padded envelope inside of your road case, and that's going to have the pins inside of them. The road case should be packed before we know how many students were interviewed, so you're going to want to just monitor how many you have. If you're at a district event, obviously you don't have a crate, so you're going to want to follow up with the judge manager who's received all of those buttons, and they may or may not give those to you, but it's up to their district to distribute how they feel they want to manage that process. Now, at the end of the event, we're asking that you email the dean's list at firstinspires.org with your event name and how many buttons remain in your road case at the end of the event. That way we can monitor whether or not we need to ship out more to the next event on that truck schedule. Any questions about that one?
Who do we email that to?
That, again, is going to be emailed to Dean's List, so DEANSLIST, at firstinspires.org.
Are we going to know who the kids are, or do the kids know that they're to sign up?
Naomi? The kids should have that information already.
The kids will have information already, yeah. And you will be given a list as well at your event. Sorry, I had to get myself mute.
That's okay.
Thank you.
So what are we emailing to the dean's list for the dean's list at the end? We're emailing.
What we're asking. Yeah, you're going to tell us what event you are with and how many buttons remain in that padded envelope. That way, if we need to provide more to the next event on your truck schedule, we can do that, because we wouldn't want the next event to run out of pins. Obviously, that's something that the kids look forward to receiving, so we just want to make sure everybody has an opportunity to receive one.
So,
any other questions?
Well, it's not so much a question, but just a suggestion for folks, especially those of us in the later week events. If they are not in the PIT admin road case, check with your judge advisor. Especially as these road cases move around through the different events, things end up in the oddest of places. So don't panic if they're not in your PIT admin road case. Please check with your judge advisor. Sometimes the pins end up in their road case, and they're not exactly sure why they're there. But I have found them in the referee box. I have found them in the judge advisor crates. I have found them all over, except where they're supposed to be at PIT admin. So I would suggest doing that before you call HQ about it.
Yeah, when in doubt, ask. That's a very good suggestion. Thank you.
Oh, anytime.
Any other questions or feedback?
Can I just ask for the that email for Dean's List? You said it's a different process for district. So does that mean that for district we would not email how many buttons are left?
Correct, because we're going to be providing that to the judge manager at that particular district event. With the regionals, because we do provide the crate and that leaves from headquarters and goes out to multiple events, we can prepare for multiple events within that truck where the districts get their own individual shipments.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So for the chairman sign-up, I'm just going to walk through the 8 steps that we've outlined on the agenda, and if you have any questions at the end, we can review those. So the following process on the chairman's sign-up sheet should be these following 8 steps. So the judge advisor is going to create a sign-up form for teams to sign up for their interview time slot at the event. The team members for those are going to be for those who are eligible to interview for the team chairman's award are listed on the form. The judge assistant is going to drop this sheet up, the sign-up sheet, to 14 at PIT administration. PIT admin announces when the sign-ups will take place and that teams must also turn in their signed video consent form while signing up for their time slot at PIT admin. Well, teams must provide a signed consent form giving first the legal right to play and use their video. And did you have a question? I'm sorry. Was there a question? Okay. Teams are going to sign up for the Chairman's Award interview at Pitt Administration and turn in their video consent forms by the deadline. Pitt Administration is going to mark down the teams that the teams turned in their signed video consent form on the sign-up sheet. Once the sign-up deadline is passed, the judge assistant retrieves the sign-up sheet from Pitt Administration to ensure all teams have signed up. If teams have not signed up or have not turned in their video consent form, the judge assistant will find the team in the pits and correct the missing information. Once all of the eligible teams have signed up for their time slot and turned in their video consent forms to Pitt Administration, the judge assistant will give the sign-up sheet to the judge advisor so they can review it. Once reviewed by the judge advisor, the judge assistant makes copies of the sign-up sheet for the chairman's award, judges, and Pitt Administration so teams can be reminded of their time slots if they forget. Any questions about those steps?
So I have a question. So teams need to hand in the video, they need to actually take the video consent form out of the plastic zippy bag and hand that form to Pitt Admin as well? Or do they take that video consent form with them in that cute little zippy bag that they are supposed to bring with their video and hand that to the judges in the judging room? Because I think there's a disconnect in terms of instructions that teams are being given in terms of what they're supposed to do with these consent forms and who has them and all of that. So do you have any advice?
Well, I would say that we are going to collect them based on the steps that I've outlined here. So I would collect them, write it down on their sign-up sheet that you have collected them, and then you can turn those into the judging assistant.
Are you
any other questions?
Will you be providing us with this list of 8 steps that you just outlined?
Did you get a copy of the agenda? I'm sorry. I thought that was emailed out to everybody.
Actually, it's not on the agenda. We actually gave them in the guide.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was out to everybody. But it will be inside your Pitt Administration guide.
Can we get a copy of that electronically before the event?
Actually, it's posted on the site, but I was planning to send a new one over to you by next week.
Okay.
As an overview. But it is on our website under the volunteer section of our site. And if you just go there, you can find it, just click on Pitt Administration Lead. You'll find a copy of the manual there. But we also will be sending out an email next week just as an overview after the veteran call. Make sure that everything's updated if we have to change anything and just make sure everyone's on the same page.
Okay.
Yep, and when in doubt, always call and question. If you're unsure or you can't find something, call us ahead of time so that we can help you be prepared for the event.
What is the number to call?
You can call us at 1-800-871-8326.
871-8236?
8326.
8326. Okay. 24/7, hopefully?
We're good, but we're not that good. We will have extended pit hours for you during the events on Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Thanks.
So we'll make sure you have the contact information for those of us that will be in the office and our office hours as well.
Okay.
Can I ask a question about the announcement of the chairman's sign-up sheets?
Sure.
What is the process typically for that? So is it announced that the sheets are going to be available at a certain time and then there's a deadline, or is it the sheets end up at the table and then there's just an announcement and if you happen to be walking by, you're there first?
Naomi, do you want to talk to that?
Yes, I will, actually. This is actually really funny. So the kids are looking for that judge assistant to come with that piece of paper. I'm going to tell you this right now. They smell them out. They figure out who they are. And then once they see that person walking over to the Pitt Administration with that little clipboard, they start to line up. And so what happens is on Thursday morning, you'll start seeing the kids kind of, meander around a little bit around the Pitt Administration table. It's actually kind of funny to watch. And then you'll make your announcement, and all of a sudden everybody's standing at attention and ready to go sign that piece of paper. So some places will have them sign up. Other places will actually go and, say, hey, This is your scheduled time, and it's up to you guys to figure out, you know, like if that time doesn't work, say you have a match at the time, you know, it's up to you guys to actually figure it out, make it work, and, you know, switch with another team. But it's actually kind of funny to watch, because you'll just see it and be like, why are there so many kids around me? And then then you realize, oh, they're waiting to sign up. So it happens, or to get their time.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You can't mistake it, trust me. Any veteran will tell you the same thing. You cannot mistake that line.
Right, that is definitely true. Any other questions about those two awards?
One question on the sign-up, the chairman sign-up. Is there a particular time that we should get that list, that the judge advisory will have that form for us? Because I know in the past where I've helped out, the kids are coming there constantly, and we said, well, by this time, and then it doesn't show up by that time.
So it really does depend on the event. I've seen it happen at 8 o'clock in the morning, as I've seen it at 10:30. So what happens, what you should do is actually, if you can sort, find where the judge assistant is, just kind of talk to them and just see, you know, what time they're thinking about actually coming over to sign, you know, to have the sign-up sheet ready for you.
Okay.
The communication is really key around those events. It really does depend on where you're at.
Okay.
Okay, if we don't have any additional questions, we'll talk about the end of the event. Christina, are you talking about the robot shipping documents?
Yes. So in years past, the teams that qualify for championship at the regional event would be provided with shipping documents to the championship. We no longer provide them with paper documents. We, after the team secures, we email them and ask for their shipping information, and then we collect their shipping, we create their shipping documents electronically and email them to the team. So we no longer provide those paper documents, but what we will be including in your red bin for regional events, that we'll give you 6 instruction packets. So those are handed out to each team that qualifies at your event. That just gives them those instructions and provides them with some fragile stickers for their crate. District teams will receive paper documents at their district championship. So for the regional events, you will have those packets to distribute. If they don't get them, it's not the end of the world. They can still ship their robot, but you will find some teams coming up and asking about their shipping documents, so you can at least provide them with this packet that provides them with those instructions. And then at the end of the event, you'll want to start packing up your pit at administrative area. So you can usually start doing that during the awards ceremony, making sure that you're packing the crate neatly. You know, this crate is going to go to other events after you, so make sure that you're respectful of the next event. If you notice that the supply cases are low on something or you've run out of something during your event, please send us an email so that we can make sure that the next event has those supplies. any questions on the shipping documents or packing up your area? Okay.
Well, you kind of confused me at the beginning, because you said now the teams will be emailed the documents. But yet, you said at the regional, they're getting packets, and at the district, they're getting paper documents.
Right. So the regionals won't have paper documents. So for the regional teams, we will just provide them with an instruction packet, but they don't get the actual shipping documents themselves. Those we make electronically and provide and email those to them. So the district teams aren't going to qualify until their district championship event, so that that's when we'll provide them with the shipping instructions there. So the district events, just the qualifying events, they won't have any shipping information.
You just said at the district, they won't have any information. They'll just have the shipping documents.
So teams aren't qualifying for championship until the district championship.
Okay.
So at the regular district qualifying events, you won't need to worry about the shipping packets.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. I think Naomi was going to speak to some reminders.
Hello, everyone. I'm back again. So just a couple quick things. So we have our incident reports. So anything were to happen at an event that is medical, we have two reports. I'm sorry, I should have started with that. We have two different kinds of reports here. We have a medical incident report, and we have a non-medical incident report. So if anything were to happen medically, even if it's a Band-Aid, the kid sprains their ankle, anything that happens, you are to fill out a medical incident report. Those are supplied for you in the file boxes in the Pitt Administration Road case. Once you do that, you need to give it to the event manager or the volunteer coordinator. They have already been given instruction to actually fax this over to us at headquarters as soon as they can. That needs to go right to headquarters for insurance purposes and to make sure that we have this on file. So we will be providing you with the medical incident report. There's instruction on the actual piece of paper that says, please, you know, fax Christine Baker Torelli. This is the number. And like I said, the event manager and the volunteer coordinators have already been instructed to, you know, once they receive this from you, to go and fax it over to our headquarters. It could be as small as a Band-Aid or as big as a broken arm. So whatever it is, you need to go over there and just be respectful of people's privacy, because a lot of times they don't want to talk about, you know, certain incidents. But just, you know, explain to them that we just need something written down just in case anything were to happen insurance-wise.
Now,
any questions
that also
on those reports? Yep.
I was going to ask, because I know we always get first aid people there, and they also have their own forms. Do we just use
Correct. Our? No, we have our own set of forms that we have that are given by FIRST.
Okay.
So the medical people do have their own forms, and sometimes they've actually tried to give us theirs instead. What we usually say is accept it and then just write out what you can onto our form, because we ask just certain questions that, you know, they may ask the same kind of questions, but we just want to make sure that our questions are covered as best as possible. Sometimes
okay.
they don't want to give you that information, and we understand, and, you know, just let us know that, you know, person got hurt and you got a first name, and at least give us some information of what could have, you know, what happened.
Yep.
Any question on the medical incident?
No.
No? Okay. So now
no.
we have the non-medical incident report. Now, did someone have a question about the medical still?
No, I was just going to say about the non-medical.
Yeah.
I was jumping the gun.
I was just going to say, hold your horses, lady. So we have the non-medical incident report as well. So this is if, so there are a number of reasons why you would actually be filling out the non-medical incident report. The main reason is if you find that there's, you know, a complaint about a team or something that you see is going wrong, maybe somebody was being harassed or bullied or something like that, we want to know about this. We want to make sure that our, you know, attendants are having a great time, safe, sound. We do not want, you know, we want them to think and feel comfortable. So with these non-medical reports, what we have is just, you know, you have them fill out a report. It's completely confidential. You basically, what you'll do is just, you know, take that piece of paper, you'll bring it over to the event coordinator, the volunteer coordinator or the event manager, and then they will actually send it over to us as well. And then what you'll do is you'll file it like you would in your file box with the medical incident reports. There's this little slot, you know, like a little file for itself as well. If you find that something is just not right, like sometimes, you know, fights break out, That's when you would actually have a non-medical incident report. If you found somebody was being harassed, non-medical incident report. Anything that you feel, you know, if someone comes up to you, they don't feel comfortable about a certain thing that just happened, you have them fill out a non-medical incident report. And then we will follow up with our youth protection program back at the headquarters. Any questions so far on that?
Nope, that sounds good.
And basically what will happen is that the youth protection program will contact that person and just get a better idea, and if they need to get involved and just, you know, to make sure that the student is safe or the mentor, you know, is feeling safe, you know, they will take it upon themselves to talk to them and, you know, get the right people involved if need be. Okay. Any other ones or? All right. Well, I actually have Sue coming back on just to give you a quick little additional tip about the operator badges, because I know sometimes we have a lot of questions about those. So, Sue, can you take it away?
Sure. So I'm sure you all are aware that you're going to be receiving a bunch of buttons or badges. This year there are going to be 4 driver, 1 coach, and 1 safety button produced for each team within your red bin. We're also going to provide you with a few blanks, but what we find or what we hear often is we didn't produce enough blanks. So we've come up with a few tips that might help you reduce that situation from happening. So again, supplies are limited. We only provide you with a few amount of blanks, and teams really should be encouraged to hold on to their badges. We would recommend that you have the teams keep them in a safe location, maybe hide them within their pit. Don't encourage them not to take them back to the hotel rooms with them at the end of the night. Oftentimes the teams will come back the next day and say, oh, I don't have my badge. And if everybody did that, you wouldn't have enough badges for them to be able to participate. We also say that if you are going to loan out a blank button to a team, that you encourage them to return them back to the pit after they are done with that particular play. You can also post a sign-out sheet for teams that need a blank badge. That way you know who has them. That might at least help them more accountable to return them back to you. Also, return any blanks that you do have back to your red bin. And don't take blanks from a future event's red bin. They may need them as well. If you run out, say you're in the middle of that truck schedule and you want to go back to a previous event, the red bin, and check and see if they have any blanks, because oftentimes they will. You're welcome to take from a previous one, but again, we ask that you don't take from a future event. Any questions about the buttons?
So just to repeat, there's still only going to be 3 drivers on the field, not at 4, correct?
Well, there's 4 players now because you have the human player.
Okay, so
this season.
Thank you. Good comment. 4 comment. Okay, sounds. And then typically there's I don't know if you're going to talk about the media badge. That, I know that comes through the event coordinators, but I didn't know if you were going to mention that as well.
Right, and those you sign out at they sign out at the pit as well. Naomi, did you have anything extra to add about the media badges?
You covered it. They'll be provided for you at the event, and they'll have you sign them out.
Yeah, they did sign them out. Yep. Any other questions? Oh, I would like to just mention that the badges do look a little bit different this year. In the past, the driver button has had the mentor button has had the yellow button on it. Last year, we did a blue one. This year, it's now going to have different verbiage on it. It just says that it's the coach, and it has a little white half moon on the button versus a circular dot. Okay. Naomi, would you like to wrap it up?
Actually, I'm going to have Maria take this one.
Okay.
Let's throw into the fire. I'm kidding.
Maria, please take the floor.
So just to kind of wrap up, just thank you all so much for volunteering. We are so excited to be working with all of you, and we are here to help.
You know, like we've said before on this call, if you have any questions at all, please call us. You'll be given our on-call hour schedules. You'll be given those, or you can always email us. Email frcteams@firstinspires.org. You can do that as well if you need to reach us. We do check that email when we're on call as well, and some of us do check it when we're not on call. So we can, you know, we'll be able to get back to you or to reach out to the team if we need to. So as we've said, please, you know, even just saying, you know, let me check on that or let me get an answer for you is much better than giving them the wrong answer. So, you know, we hope that you are excited as we are. And let us know if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
And have fun. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is this supposed to be the PIT admin call?
I think so.
Okay. Just want to make sure I was in the right place. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I just said, I hope so too. I'm waiting for things to happen.
Yep.
It looks like there are three of us on this call. I'm Denise Gawen from Cedar Falls. Who else is out there?
Pam Mangrum from Little Rock, Arkansas.
And Lori Knapp from Duluth, Minnesota.
Hi, and Jennifer Linscomb from Houston, Texas. I wonder if it was supposed to be 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Well, darn.
Didn't say,
you know,
seven.
It didn't
plugged
say.
In.
You're right.
Yeah, it
They're
did.
In
and I plugged
Hampshire.
In at about. I plugged in at about 5 to 7, and caught the tail end of a training for the pit.
Oh.
And I was wondering the same thing.
Okay.
Well done.
So there were, they said there were 22 people in that last training that just finished. Oh, you think we've missed it then? I don't know, because it let you into the conference room. Okay.
I just sent Naomi an email and asked her. I don't know if she's actually going to be watching it now or not, but it'd be nice to know for to be able to catch up on the call next week if it is actually 6 o'clock or Eastern. Yeah.
Right. Thanks for doing that,
Susie Rich.
Okay, try again. That didn't work. Try again.
Hello? Yes? Hello? Hello? This is Denise Bowen in Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Susie Rich, Austin, Texas.
Corey Knapp from Duluth, Minnesota is still here.
Hello.
I think we all made the assumption this was going to be 7 o'clock Central Time.
Oh.
I think you're right.
I think so, too.
Oh, so it didn't, but nothing said Eastern.
No. I know, I had that thought, too, and checked it, and it didn't say, so I just made the assumption it was Central and logged on right before 7 o'clock, and I'm like the other lady. I heard a call ending, and I thought, oh, well, another, you know, a different position training session, and I was waiting for ours to start, and it never did.
Yeah, I did this. Okay, well, it didn't, but it was supposed to have been recorded, so how quickly do they release it?
I don't know.
So just for grins, is everybody really a true rookie, or are we people who've been volunteering at first a billion times and they finally twisted our arms?
I'm a real rookie. I'm a real rookie.
This is my third year with FIRST, but this is the first time in this position.
Oh.
I kind of go wherever they send me.
Yeah, and I've sat behind the pit admin table for about 4 years now, but it's never been official. It's always been, Susie, stand here. And I did.
Well, I started a team at my high school in 2007, and I just retired in July, so I thought I would volunteer for the regional here in Minnesota.
Ah, so you're wonderful.
I don't know.
or a fool. There's always that option.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty cool thing, so I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, this is my 11th. Yeah, I've been around for 11 years.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And I still haven't folded clothes or sorted socks or fed my husband.
Well, I think I'm going to give it a try next week on Eastern time.
Okay, we'll catch the tail end of it then. Okay, well, they said they were going to record this conversation, so we're recorded.
Yes, they did.
Okay, well, I'm Susie Rich in Austin, Texas, is signing off.
Hey, Susie.
Okay,
bye.
So we decided it should have been Eastern.
This is Pam Mangrum in Little Rock. I sent Naomi an email a little while ago telling her that several of us were on the call and that we thought we might have missed it. And was it Eastern or Central? So hopefully she'll maybe send out an email to everybody letting them know.
Yeah.
Because if she answers me, I'll mention the fact that we heard it was going to be recorded. Where can we find the recording? Maybe we can catch up on last week or on the earlier one. Anyway, I figure we've missed it, so I'm signing off too.
Okay. Good night. I'll do the same.